I told you I'm obsessed with this song, Shaquan.
Yes.
And I'm still obsessed with it.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case you thought maybe Enesky is going to get over his obsession. No, no, no. It's still there. I'm still obsessed with Panarizi's Helala Mamba, which features Arafat and Nali on the vocals as well. Shaquan.
Mm.
So every Friday.
Yes.
We must talk do this thing, most where we are a bit express.
Mm.
Where we bring in newsmakers.
Uh-huh.
Where we bring in newsmakers.
Mm-hmm.
Where we bring in superstars.
Yes.
Where we bring in people that we gossip about in our WhatsApp groups. Where we bring in people who have the influence either in front or at the back.
Mm.
Whichever way you look at it.
Yeah.
We bring in personalities on Fridays.
Yes, we do.
And today's personality, Shaquan, I don't even know how to introduce this man.
Mm.
Usually I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you understand?
You'd be best to introduce him.
I will try. Allow me to try. Boys and girls, young and old, allow me to bring in an actor that is at the cornerstone of what we do in this country when it comes to film and theater. This man has been in the craft for the past 25 to 30 years. I might even be wrong with that estimation. All I know is that we grew up watching him. Okay. We grew up admiring what he does.
Mm.
We grew up admiring Vinduk. Hey, Vinduk's a superstar. You know, because we were at the coast that time.
Mm-hmm.
You were around the country. You were in Maruru. You were in Vinduk also. But you were also, you know what I mean? But we watched them on our TV screens.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still relevant today. Boys and girls, please help me welcome Abuti Lucky Peter.
Yeah. Yep. Welcome to Fresh Breakfast,
so
Lucky.
Much.
How are you?
I'm extremely well.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciated the reception. Very warm reception. I didn't know what to expect.
Oh, yeah, right?
But yeah.
Only on Fresh Breakfast, man. We're so happy to have you, actually.
Yeah.
So, Khrutman, we've been trying to get hold of Abuti Lucky for a while now.
Indeed.
And Lucky was probably thinking to himself, "Hey, what is radio who the roof the lady go for me? What come I get be the radio? We teach during the day and then we are on stage at night."
Yeah.
But I hope you understand now why we had to do this.
Yes, I do.
Uncle Lucky,
I have not been having the last time I remember at the radio interview was maybe 20 years plus ago.
So, are you serious?
I'm so serious.
Why haven't you done radio interviews though? I'm curious.
I don't think I was just cut off out for that. And then yeah, back then we would use the media predominantly for mobilizing purposes.
Yeah.
Because the area we are coming from was the time when we really had to fight head on.
Mm.
With the previous to make sure that at least that today we can look back and say it was worth it.
Mm. Yeah.
So since then I went straight into teaching, and then doing my arts development participating, in theater productions, but not really. We left that now for our directors and all that to do all the promotions.
To do all the work,
all the work, radio work.
All right. So, who is Lucky Peter?
Yes.
Where were you born? Where did you grow up?
Lucky Peters. Well, I'm a Tswana.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know that I'm a Tswana, but I'm a Tswana. Both my parents are Tswanas.
Okay.
And they're from Botswana. They passed on a few years ago.
Yeah.
I was born in Karatura. I grew up in Karatura. Went to school at ICN Camp and then Janjong Afrikaner High School.
Mm.
And that's where I picked up.
But this school is not long,
no? No, really. Yeah.
Now, Zanjongar, it's 1984. That was grade 8.
1984?
84, that was grade 8.
Yeah.
And then that's where we mostly got introduced in theater.
Mm.
We had a group, a school-based group called JGSB, Janjong Afrikaner Students Brigade. We would mostly engage students and try to help them with their schoolwork.
Mm-hmm.
If there are some social topics that we had to discuss, we would form groups, discuss it, and then have some sketches, plays from these discussions. And that's where it started, basically, as a means of explaining They say papa. If there's somebody perhaps that did not get the presentation or the speech that was delivered, then you would come with a small 1 minute, 2 minute drama.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that everybody understands. That's where it started, basically. Uh-huh. That's where it started.
Now, this is the, and I'm happy that you mentioned Jan Jonker. Because in conversations with the late great David Chavera, he would always make reference to his start also being at Jan Jonker.
Yeah.
Was this around the same time where you guys were involved with Fredrik Verlander?
Indeed.
Uh-huh.
Indeed. Yeah, Fredrik Verlander was our teacher.
He was the teacher.
He was the
even.
Teacher there.
Oh, okay.
He was our, we called it Adriskender that time.
Adriskender?
Yes, geography.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I was about to say the water skender. What?
What is Adriskender water?
Is it extended base?
Yeah.
So he was our geography teacher.
Okay.
And while we were engaged in this student brigade, you know, doing some little dramas, small dramas,
yeah,
he was more extensively involved, you know, staging plays. And then that's where we got the interest. We would join him. But most of the time, it would be some social issues that we would discuss.
Yeah.
Mm. He was a guy that would write, put it together for us. That's where we grew up. That's where we grew up.
That's yeah.
Myself, Njavera, Norman Job, Stanley,
Norman Job.
Stanley Van Wyk.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes, we all are from the Jan Jonker.
You are all from... From Abudi Fredrik's hands?
Yeah, coming from Abudi Fredrik's hands, yeah.
Okay. Wow. Now, speaking of which, actually, what are some of the things that he poured into you that you're intentionally trying to pour into your students today, or probably even just throughout your career that you've poured in? Some of the things that you learned from him, and sometimes you even find quoting him and you don't even realize that you're doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Look, during that time, he was but one of the very few. And he was a front runner when it comes to using theatre as a vehicle or as a means of educating and mobilizing people. You would not find a lot of blacks doing that, and then surrounded by some of his opponents and the whites. So he is a fighter. We know him as a fighter. He would stand his ground. He always used to tell us, listen, as a director, the boss is right.
Yeah.
There were only two rules we had. The boss... The bus is ref
all the time.
Reel number one and reel number two. As you dung the buses for kit, kijk naar reel number one.
That was it.
So,
so they are always
the old,
right.
Yes. The old school.
Yeah.
He went old school. And he brought that love for theater that for us. And it became like, it helped us, you know, to take many of us from the streets.
Mm.
We know straight from school, we will go to his classroom. And we will work on plays that he wrote, or some of the plays that he would use from South Africa, like the ones of Ethel Fugard.
Mm.
So Philander really stands out as one of those that have really, really shaped my future when it comes to theatre performances.
Mm.
So it has been a good 30 years.
It has been a good 35 years.
35 years.
It has been a good 35 years.
Wow.
Yesterday.
What is the one thing that you would... What is the one thing that you would want to be remembered for as someone who's been in the industry for so long? What keeps you in the industry for so long, actually?
Look, we were at the initial stage. We were at the stage where we were really fighting. That for actors back then, there was no payment. For us, it was just more fun.
Mm.
So looking back where I am now, I'm so proud that... The sacrifices we made many years ago, all the fights we had many years ago, the youth is, those that are involved in theater productions and movies, they are benefiting.
Mm.
I mean, in some of the movies or some of the productions I'm casted in, it's always so, it's an achievement to see that the young are in fact benefiting from all the hard work.
That we
put many years back. But also very good, the blend where some of the directors now would use you as an old school, call it old school director, and blend it with the new blood. And you see them glowing and growing, whether it's on stage and whether it's
on set.
It just makes me so happy to see, wow, it's really coming through. And remember, this particular industry... There's no money. You can't stand up and say, I want to make a living out of out of arts. Because it's so difficult to explain to the rest of those that are in charge that how important it is. We've been trying, the youth, you guys are currently trying, but it doesn't just filter through so that we can produce and reproduce, you know, more and more actors and productions. And that's a sad case. That's a sad case. But
it's funny that you that you're mentioning this, Abuti Lucky. Shekwan, in my column today in the New Era, I literally addressed this. I said, or quote unquote, I don't exactly remember. Wait, I've got the paper right in front of me. Wait. Allow me. Just allow me quick grace. It's here somewhere. I said, I was addressing this. I was saying, look, if only the powers that be can understand what a film industry can do for a country.
Come on.
To understand, yeah, here it is. Yeah, Namhood. I even titled it as Namhood.
Yeah,
yeah. Go check it out in the New Era.
But
if only a country, if only the powers that be can understand the power of a film industry.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at what Hollywood is doing with the propaganda.
Absolutely.
Nollywood, Nigerians, Bollywood. Deal we out here.
Yeah.
Even South Africa's
Mzansi.
Mzansi.
But apart from that, we took a conscious decision. I think it was around 2010-ish.
Okay.
That's now some of us who are still involved in theater saying that, gents, are we really going to remain forever just actors? We need somebody who understands marketing. We need somebody that who understands management.
Yeah.
Strategic management.
Mm.
We would need somebody that understands directing. Yes, the actors will still be there if we want to grow. Because right now, it's just there's very few that are still controlling the industry.
Yeah.
We need somebody that understands accounting from us as actors.
Mm.
So we decided, okay, good. I decided to go and to study strategic management. I have no qualifications in acting.
Mm.
So strategic management, because so that when the need arises for
there's
us
someone
to
on the team.
There's somebody on the team.
Uh-huh.
Somebody went to study marketing, strictly marketing, to come of that and to plow back. The other one went to do, Njavera went to do directing, for this specialist in directing, to plow back. That's what how we planned, you know, to grow on. With regard to accounting, the same. Because the problem we faced back then, when we sit around the table and discuss, how come we don't get the money? How come we're only seen as entertainers and not really doing a job? Is that you would find, should I say, a donor or somebody that gets the money?
Yeah, yeah, true.
And then messes up with the funds. And make use of creative accounting. And then that particular person or group would not be funded again because of there were some issues when it comes to accounting for this particular money. So we needed somebody in the group, go, my friends, we need to take up accounting, we need to understand it, so that when we get these funds as a group or whatever group you are forming, you know that you need to account for it, how to account for it in terms of checks and balances, how you've used it. I think that was also one of the things
Boys and girls, young and old, we've got a veteran actor, 35 years on stage and on our TV screens, Lucky Peters in the studio.
Yeah.
But there's so much that we need to talk about.
There is. You know what, partner? A little bit earlier on, we were always, but like for this week, we've been talking about how the kids are on holiday, right?
Yeah.
And the kids are finishing our food at home. The electricity, the kids are just in front of the TV doing the most, making so much noise. Me realizing that I actually grew up in front of Lucky, I'm so emotional right now, but I'm a baby.
So to explain to her why what's happening to her right now, BP.
Yeah, I was a clever brat.
Oh, you're a clever brat. So
he's very talented, extraordinary of a son.
Yesterday, BP. So I mentioned to Shekwan off air, by the way, I wanted to get hold of BB.
Yeah.
Just so that you know, we make it special for Abuti Lucky, but I couldn't get hold of him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Shaquan is like, which BP are you talking about?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I was with BPL on campus, Polytech.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Comastal, you know? And then that's where she's like, no, man, it was VIAs. I'm like, yes, VIAs.
Yeah.
So
even before VIAs, Emma Wokanote, right? Yeah, that's where he schooled. So the context is, I actually grew up in front of Lucky. We were always at his house, like school holidays and so forth. So, Mishaela Mokatu, she is, or at the time was, my mom's best friend. So for school holidays, it's either I went to Mishaela's house or Hidi, and all of that. They came over to our house and so forth. So sometimes we'll just, a lot of the times, find ourselves eating Uncle Lucky's food.
I used to cook. I'm so good in cooking.
Yeah.
I cook 99% of the time at home. So cook for everybody that will come and eat. Yeah, you would not get hold of BP because he is he's my firstborn.
Yeah,
he also went into art, but for some reason he was very successful because of the type of segmentation.
Yeah, that he went for. Yeah,
You understand? He didn't go.
He found a niche, man.
He found a niche. He was very successful.
Yeah.
But he's not around. The reason why you can't find him is because he's overseas.
He's overseas.
We expect him to be back, say, by December.
Yeah.
Taking you quickly back to the National Theatre of Namibia.
Yeah.
So, immediately after independence, 1990.
On the dot,
independence, there was a play called Forcible Love. It was a workshop play celebrating the life of late John Mafon Gale.
Ah, yes.
I became the first black Namibian on the NT and post independence on stage. That was immediately after independence. So it's not known. Only the few would know part of the
cast. Everybody knows now.
Yeah, I opened the stage. I was the very first black guy. In fact, if you go to the NTN round and you go to the
green room. That poster will still be there now.
Yes, you go to the green room, you see that there's some painting that myself, Norman Job, and our names are there, 1990. So every time when I go to the NTN, I always go down there and show my friends, Lucy. That's me, L. Peter. That's my drawing, 1990.
Wow.
This is Shaquan. These are the stories that are not told. We're sitting with a gentleman who opened the NTN stage. I mean,
come on. Come on.
The first black man.
Yeah.
In this country to open the NTN stage.
That's major. That's really, really major.
Come on, man. And we didn't even know that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't really. Yeah.
Lucky Peters, you're an inspiration. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Hold that thought. We have a little something for you.
Okay.
So just hold that thought. We'll be back in a bit. Stick around.
This weekend is all about savings at ShopRite stores. Don't miss out on incredible.
Art and Soul, Fresh FM, home of the Music World Cup. Let's go!
Fresh FM has the right soundtrack with the freshest hits on 102.9.
It's at 9:29 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. It's 9:29, Fresh FM Music World Cup time. It's 9:29. Our boys will be playing against New Zealand, the All Blacks, tonight. And it's 9:29, Abuti Lucky Peters time. Because why not? Now, a man of your stature obviously has institutions that appreciate your work and the work that you've done. You may not know it. Right now, it feels like we are not appreciated, or you are not appreciated, especially you and that legendary crew that you mentioned, Norman, Stanley, Abudi David, the late,
Do you ever feel unappreciated?
Especially for the work that you've done.
Yeah.
Well, to be honest, yes. Because back then it was these directors that used to, you know, fight. You had BRICS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you had director of Platform 2000 of BRICS, and then you had Philander this side, and then you had Aldo Behrens.
Yeah.
There were only three or four. But they were all along in loggerheads, always fighting. Mm-hmm. And then some of us were friends of all across. I mean, somebody like Joseph Malapongwe, for example, with Bricks plus from 2000, but we were friends.
Yeah.
So, it's you would not know. We don't really want. I don't think that's what we are appealing for to be recognized, to be appreciated. But what we are appreciating is the fact that what we started many years ago, our humble contribution many years ago, the movie industry is flourishing because that's we were involved. We were fighting wars many years ago to get it going. I was part of those meetings. I was part. It's unfortunate what is happening to theater right now. It has really taken a nosedive.
Yeah, but now we're in a good season.
Yeah.
I mean, now we're in a good season. Namibian films.
Yeah.
Okay, actor.
Yeah. So it's not
right?
about. Yeah, for us, it's not beautiful. About really been appreciated, but rather what we have done been appreciated. Mm. But you also understand it because the young ones would not know about us. They would not know the struggles we went through.
Mm.
Some of us were locked up, chased by what we used to call then the Kufut and the Boers because of the work that we did.
Mm.
We used theatre back then also as a force of mobilization, where just before independence, we would go across the entire country with messages transformed into small dramas and perform. So our audiences back then would better understand. But some of us, I was one of those who were very lucky, I was not locked up, but some of my friends were locked up. Some of my friends were killed, beaten up. But we were not discouraged. What is pleasing and what is like I said previously, what is so pleasing for me is to see, in fact, to be part of a cast and you see all these young guys performing. Some of them have they are very good. And you look back and say, thank you, Father. At least it's working. There are good guys coming through.
But you know what? It's completely valid and understandable as to how, you know, you would definitely feel like you're unappreciated and not celebrated the way that you should be because of all the work that you've put in. But here's a man sitting across from you that has benefited from the work you did. He's on Showmax, right? On a film on Showmax right now. I'm nearly representing Namibian talent, you know. So I genuinely feel it hasn't gone unnoticed. And someone who also has a great love for theater as well. I see you and appreciate you. And obviously the people that are carrying your legacy, here they are. Yeah.
Of course.
Well so, done, Ineske.
We have someone that also wanted to just send in a word or two to you. Just to appreciate the work that you've done and just have a quick listen. This is a representative from the organization that you are about to hear.
Hi, NSK. Hi, Shaquan. Hi, Master Peters. You wouldn't probably remember me, but I am an alumni of the College of the Arts. I started my very first diploma I did at the College of Arts, and that's how I got to know Master Peters and also the late David Javera. I am not an actor, not an artist, but I so happened to have started working at the Film Commission, where of course I deal with a lot of actors, both in Namibia, because the industries are so intertwined. Film actors are often coming with a background of theatre. And through my work, I get to meet and interview a lot of actors and hear about the wonderful mentorship, training, and all of the effect and impact you've had on actors, both for theatre and film. And a lot of good things are said about the impact you've had on their careers and how you've shaped and transformed them into who they are today. So really a great thank you for the work that you've done, Master Peters, over the years, from the days back at the College of Arts to now, through all of the work that you've done, together with the late Master David Javera. The two of you have come a long way in this industry and really would like to give you your flowers while you are still with us.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Mm. I'm humbled.
So that's Uzi Hertha from the Namibia Film Commission.
Wow, I'm humbled. Mm. I'm humbled.
Yeah?
It's good to know. Wow. Yeah. Yes, at least. Yes, our students would surely appreciate us. I'm really humbled by this. Mm. It's good to know that out there you've really made an impact.
Mm. Absolutely.
And that people have picked up and then ran with it. Mm-mm. You know. Yeah.
There is one more gentleman that we have here. Mm-hmm. He is literally your child. It's your lighty day, man. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. You showed him probably almost everything that he does on stage today. Mm. Have a listen.
Oh, Lacoste. La Costa. Lucky Peter. I have great respect for him. Not only do I really look up to him, but I've worked with him. Very humble. You know, he's not like other older men that wants to show off that he's way older than you. He always fits in. He advises. And the beautiful thing is he also listens. He's also willing to learn as much as he has a lot of experience. He always empties his cup. I love him, man. And believe me, he deserves all the praise in this world, especially when it comes to the theater world, if it comes to Namibian theater. And what they have done over the years.
So that's from Abudi Mervin Classic.
How long have you been planning this?
I mean, you know, just a couple of hours.
No, I think you have done a thorough job. It's a surprise after a surprise. Wow. Yes.
Mm. I mean, Abudi, lucky like you're sitting on the biggest breakfast show right now, sir. So.
Wow. No, I'm humbled. Yeah. Truly appreciated to know that you are appreciated for the work that you do. Like I said, my take is always, and even until today, if there is a small movie or a theater production, I would always ask for something small so that the rest can go through.
Yeah.
But still insist. I still insist on being auditioned. Yeah. It's not just...
Why so?
No. I still have to go...
Because you're that good.
No shortcut. Oh, okay. No shortcut. I must be auditioned. If I am not fit for the role, it's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah. And then I will insist. Anything else, can I come and sweep? Can I do just to be part of the production?
Mm.
Yeah, so we are not just handpicked like that and given jobs.
Okay.
You see, yesterday I mentioned that I hate auditions.
Mm.
Here's my khurate telling me, Nibru, you must go through the processes.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Abudi Lucky, your time, but it's still so much. But you know what? Thank you so much for your time.
Genuinely,
Thank you so much for your contribution. I mean, we have our own relationship. You know this. But I mean, I just wanted to like say on a national platform like this one right now that young actors like me, we look up to you. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, there's no way we come on set or come on production and Uncle Lucky is there and you are there just dilly-dally. No, so you must bring it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You must bring, if he's there with 150%, you must come with 250%. Yeah. So it's an inspiration. Thank you so much. And congratulations on being in 4 films. On Showmax as well.
Yeah.
Shows that you're still relevant. Absolutely. In 2023. Can you believe it?
Yeah. So it's very simple, actually. You can head over to the DSTV social media platforms and really just see which movies he's featured in. And you can go and then watch them on Showmax. It is a Friday this weekend. If you just want to be indoors, you know, that is more than enough content or entertainment for you. But Mr. Lucky, thank you so much for being here.
Well, you've made my day. I'm humbled by this. I will forever, if I go out of here, it will stay in my mind.
Mm.
And I'm truly humbled. And awesome. I appreciate all this. Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's a 35-year veteran in studio. Thank you so much. Let's leave it at that. This conversation, if you just missed it, will be up on our website pretty soon.
People are at the heart of any organization.